This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables fruit snacks. Have fun, eat it too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Everyone, thanks for listening to the Western Hunting Hub podcast. This is Clint, and this is your bonus episode with the Howl for Wildlife Howlcast. As you know, it's legislative season, lots of things going on. Colorado's under a major attack, and the ads are starting to come out with some straight horrible garbage. It's time to step up and do some things about it. So here's one of my pieces I'm doing, sharing the Howlcast. This bonus episode's great, going to give you some input on what's going on and what you can do to help. And so this is an important one to listen to. I'll keep pumping these out as Howl sends them to me. So make sure you give this one a full listen. And as always, thanks for listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Mike with Howl, and I got Charles also with Howl. And we're kicking out our approximately monthly Howlcast that gets syndicated out through a number of different channels. And we thank you very much to all of the media and podcast partners that we've got that are hosting this informational update. Our goal here is to share some of the highs and lows, hits and misses, is what's going on with Howl right now nationwide. And to really help everybody know, no matter where you are in the U.S., Howl is working on behalf of your issues. And more importantly, because Howl works across state lines, so do all of our members. So do all of you. You can always work across state lines to support hunting, fishing, trapping, and wildlife conservation. No matter where there's a threat or an opportunity in terms of regulatory issues. And that's what makes Howl and everybody that participates in this ecosystem special, is because we can bring our voice to issues in a way that just hasn't happened before. So we're going to go through what's going on right now in the last few weeks, and also what's coming up in the next few weeks, so that you can all stay informed and stay queued up so that we can all act together as one where we need to. Charles, what's happening? We've had a busy several weeks with some shows. I know we've got some raffle things going on, some great membership opportunities. Let's start off with the memberships of Howl, because I think a lot of people, they need to become members, and they need to know what various buttons they can click on and what each of those means when they go to the Howl website.
Yes, sir. All right, well, let's just go through our memberships. We have a Howl Pack membership, Go Hunt membership, Pope and Young, American Bear, and a Mule Deer membership. All of those get you specific benefits, and all of those all get you the baseline benefits of a Howl Pack membership. So if you choose something besides the Howl Pack membership, you get the Howl Pack included. If you want Go Hunt or Pope and Young, American Bear Foundation, or the special Mule Deer membership that we have, all of those get you a bunch of discounts. They get you activated into contests, giveaways, actually, is a better way to put it. Mm-hmm. And currently, those, for each one of those memberships, besides the free one is just signing up so you can get alerts so you can stay on top of the actions. But every one of those right now, if you have an active membership on May 15th or by May 15th, gets you in a giveaway where Quiet Cat, they make the e-bikes. They're going to give away the Quiet Cat bike to a member. Also, beyond that, Mountain Tough Fitness. That's an app. that you can get on your desktop or you can get on your phone, and it's all sorts of different programs for, are you preparing for an elk hunt, or are you an athlete? I mean, just all sorts of stuff that you can download onto your phone, and it gives you a step-by-step fitness regime.
Nice.
And so all the memberships include that, like a 30-day trial to that, and also 30% off. But on May 15th, there was another giveaway where somebody's going to get a lifetime subscription to that app, which is...
I need that. I need that.
Somebody will also be getting a set of Phoenix shooting bags, which are the super duper lightweight. I'm trying to see if I have one right here, but they're super duper lightweight. Like, you know, you can put it in your backpack, you're not going to notice the difference. And they really help with stabilizing your rifle for the shot. And there's different sizes of them. Some of them, the one I use, I can't remember what it's called, but it's kind of like a squeeze bag. So you can just slowly squeeze up the pressure so your rifle comes up to where you want it. And it's just, it's dead center. Get a free set of those. There's four bags there. And we'll be adding this one because we just talked about it today. But Ridgeline Athlete has a similar app and fitness app. And basically anybody who gets... any membership will get an annual membership to that as well.
So included. So if I jump on and I sign myself up to get the American Bear Foundation Howl membership, I'm getting a Howl membership. I'm supporting American Bear Foundation and Howl at the same time. And I'm going to get into these entries. I'm going to have the opportunity to be pulled out of the hat to win Quiet Cat Bike, Lifetime Mountain Tough Fitness, Phoenix Shoe Bags. Yeah. But everybody gets the Ridgeline Fitness annual subscription.
Yeah, I believe that's a $300 value.
It's wild.
People wanting to support companies, wanting to support industry, wanting to support. And
how? Yeah. Yeah. And not just support how, but support our members, support the people that are making how function the way we do. That's awesome.
The last membership, which is a special membership, we have 500 of these unique memberships we have this year. You get all that stuff we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But you also, there's another giveaway where one of those members will be chosen to go on, randomly drawn, to go on a mule deer hunt, an archery mule deer hunt in South Dakota this November. Lodging, meals, taxidermy, guides, filming. Am I missing anything? All that's included.
Did you say taxidermy?
I did say taxidermy.
Food, lodging. Well, and you and John. I mean, you and John are the guides, right?
Yes.
That's a plus.
We've been there multiple years. We know the
Yeah. Well, you guys have lots of documented success in this area. So that's 500 limited edition memberships for $100 a pop, and you get all the other potential to win and or free and included items that we just talked about. Plus, you have the opportunity to be selected for that mule deer hunt, which is
$100. Did you say $500? $100.
No, 500. 500 opportunities. Okay. 500 limited memberships on that. Yeah. It's $100 a pop. That's a lot to digest. But the bottom line is, all of these things support Howl. Some of these things get you that dual membership. Like, so many of us are members to multiple conservation organizations. This is a great way. I love the American Bear Foundation and the Pope and Young memberships, because it's rare to see conservation orgs work in tandem with each other.
Yeah.
And this is where these conservation orgs have said, we'll partner with you, we'll share membership with you, and we'll give you some of the money for bringing us, you know, bringing each organization a new member. So, and this is all on the Join the Pack. If I go to howlforwildlife.org, it's on the Join the Pack tab. Is that where we find these things?
Yeah.
Awesome. It's exciting. There's gonna be some very happy people in mid-May when these giveaways are selected.
I would assume I'm excited to select people. Be cool.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We've got a lot to talk about. We try to keep this short and sweet. So we're going to blaze through this and try to avoid the rabbit holes. I've got some on here in the agenda. The reels with the feels. Like, Hal has been kicking out some very, I would almost say, edgy reels recently, talking about hunting as human, the diversity within the hunting space, trophy hunting, use of mountain lion meat in cooking, challenging the idea that mountain lions are inedible, which is an absolute. I think we're saying some things that out loud that maybe other organizations haven't said out loud, or maybe that people just haven't been thinking out loud. And I like that. I like the idea that we're kind of breaking away from the pack on the way we're presenting and communicating some of these issues. What's going on with those reels, and like, what's the feedback you've seen and the traction, and where are we putting these things?
So as certain topics come up, I just feel called to to do my best to make a short video.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they're under a minute and a half. Where quickly you can learn about some issues. So learn about trophy hunting. What is trophy hunting and what is not trophy hunting?
Mm-hmm.
Or focusing on the idea that certain anti-hunting organizations are saying mountain lion is inedible. Well, mm-hmm. we show a bunch of mountain lion cuisine prepared and, you know, end it with somebody, hey, we're at the dinner table, we're eating all this. I mean, it's just simple as that. And they have been very popular, and I have been boosting them into the metropolitan spaces mm-hmm. of Colorado and Washington. And gee, the most part, it's been really successful. I mean, there's hardly any negative.
There's been a few like fully indoctrinated anti-hunter types, like saying this is making their comment.
They're not even saying anything. They're just laughing at it or something or some
stuff. Yeah.
Not anything actually addressing what was said.
No, nothing substantive.
Where are you going to, you know, what are you going to say? There's a law in Colorado where you have to take the mountain lion meat out. Are you going to say that's not true? I mean, you just can't refute it. So for us, it's just, I think it's on us to find those issues, find the facts, put it out there, and people can look it up if they want. But I don't see where we're wrong on this at all. And those are very simple things to do to educate the public who just, they don't know any better. The general public doesn't know.
No. Anything. And so on that note, I think the ask to the community of people that follow Howl and believe in the mission of educating non-hunters about the value of hunting, as well as, you know, activating ourselves as advocates, is share these things. Like, share these kind of paradigm shifting or conception challenging reels out into your own social media. Like, put it out there. You've got friends that think they know what trophy hunting is, and there's another way to view trophy hunting. The idea that you know, the rewilding idea, like, we're going to remove humans and favor the apex predators, but humans are an apex predator. Like, the intellectual inconsistencies that happen a lot when the anti-hunting industry speaks. I like the fact that we're challenging those things. Because usually we would just all sit around and say, that's bullshit. Like, but really, we need to capture it and challenge it in a succinct manner like we're doing. And then for the listeners, like, please grab those and share them out. Amplify them out into your community to hopefully have some of these ideas resonate or just draw dialogue from the non-hunting folks in your community.
Super important, super impactful. If we can do that, I think that's where we can make our biggest impact.
These
spend dollars and time in the non-hunting space.
And you're building these, and I think you're doing a good job with it. I do envision where we can employ, like, really slick, masterful visual communicators.
Yeah.
You know, not that you're like, we're gritty and new and spontaneous. We have a strong bias for action, and we're broke. So we're getting a lot done, but I foresee where Hal is taking these these kind of test reels and say, and giving them to somebody that's really, really strong in this skill set. And then we've got the budget and these things become billboards, or as more than one person has said on the reels as a comment, when is this going to be a Super Bowl ad? Yeah. You know, and you know what? That's right. Like, that's right. I think we all aspire to that level of delivery to 30 million people, 300 million people. Yep. Why not? Like, sure. I think that is, there is no reason why we should not aspire to communicating with that number of people at that level in the near future.
You're right. There's no reason why we can't do that. That's what our goal is. That's what we're going to accomplish.
So that's what the membership page is for. That's why you want to join the pack. Because that's what you're supporting when you join the pack. You're supporting that type of advocacy and action. What's going on in Colorado? We just talked to Dan Gates a couple hours ago about the Colorado hunting ban, specifically the ban, potential ban to eliminate mountain lion and bobcat hunting. Seems like the message still is build the war chest, build the grassroots activation of hunters nationwide. And
the anti-hunters are collecting signatures. They were finally able to start doing that thanks to the delays brought forth by CRWM. And they are using volunteers to collect signatures. We really won't know if they have the signatures unless they just come out and say, hey,
we quit.
We really won't know until July 1st or July 5th, whatever it is, if they got the signatures. So we have to bet on them being able to get the signatures.
Mm-hmm.
and keep this momentum moving.
Mm-hmm. And
because if they do get the signatures, the whole entire messaging transfers to the population and the voting populace in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
It will then mean on November 4th or 5th, they will be voting on this ballot initiative. So everything changes then. Everything gets a lot more expensive because you're talking TV ads, you're talking everything that goes into winning an election.
Right.
So
an election campaign.
An election. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's expensive. I think some people, if anybody's sitting on the fence right now about should I donate or not, I think the answer is you should, and for a couple reasons. We all buy preference points. We buy licenses for states we don't even hunt, you know, just because we may hunt it in the future. Like, we all invest into the future of our hunting experience in some way or another. You know, if you're in the Southeast, you're running food plots. Well, you're planting seeds for plants that are going to feed deer 3 years from now. Like we're all doing something today that leads to future opportunities that we can participate in. And so this is one of those things where nationwide, we all have a dog in this fight. We all have a reason to support mountain lion management and mountain lion hunting and informed, you know, hunting, legal and regulated hunting that's informed by science. We all have a stake in this. And winning in Colorado is critical. Whether we hunt Colorado this year or not, it's important. And so I would say, you know, my mantra on this is donate whatever your box of ammo costs, donate the equivalent to that, or donate the equivalent to what it costs to get a license and buy some points in Colorado or another state that you like to hunt, because that's the investment for the future. And if by luck and stars aligning, they can't get the signatures on this, that money's not lost. CRWM has been active in Colorado regulatory policy and decision making since about 2017, and they've got a lot of wins under their belt. They have paid lobbyists there. It's a challenging political landscape right now, especially with the governor and how anti-hunting the governor is, what their stance is. And so funding CRWM to the point that we need to for this mountain lion issue, also fund CRWM to dive into a proactive campaign regarding wolf management. Like, there are conversations that we need to have in Colorado and nationwide that CRWM can participate in and fund if they've got that war chest set up for it. So it's not a one and done issue with the mountain lion topic. So funding them now and getting them what they need so that we can win is going to help out with other issues that come up in Colorado or are already live on the landscape there.
They handle, CRWM handles everything that's going on in Colorado at that level that you're talking about. So their war chest, if you know, they don't get the signatures and it's a win in July, they will take that money to further promote more opportunities in Colorado, which the landscape there, like what you just said, there's a lot of need for that. Maybe a right to hunt and fish the next year. There's, you know, there's always going to be more battles. So super important. Savethehuntcolorado.com. Also, you're wearing a Go Hunt hat right now. And in line with talking about other organizations and,
yeah,
and supporting other organizations, you can get Go Hunt at Howl, but also Go Hunt made a great, what would you call it? Effort?
Pledge?
Pledge.
A pledge to donate.
Anybody goes to Go Hunt and they use the code CRWM, which stands for Colorado's for Responsible Wildlife Management, but put in CRWM for your Go Hunt subscription. And Go Hunt is going to donate $100 to CRWM. And then that gets matched by their owner, Lorenzo. He's going to match another $100 that goes to
CRWM. Phenomenal.
$200 goes to CRWM. So do that. Donate to SaveTheHuntColorado.com. That's the website for CRWM. And help them out in whatever way you can. And if you see anything on social media, be sure to share that. That has been tremendously effective to getting our base rallied.
Yeah.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
The NBA playoffs are back. And on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk? Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-five and kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's huge. It's see it, like it, share it, send it, expand the base. Believe it or not, not everybody follows all of these pages all the time. And so if you're listening into this and you're following along, sharing it into your community really amplifies the message, and it works wonders. So the Action Center at Howl has had a very busy week. It's not that there's so many actions up there. It's just that the engagement has been really positive. Let's do a quick rundown of what has happened. What by the time people listen to this, maybe it's in the past, a little recap of engagement and activity, and then also what's coming up in the future and why coming back to the Action Center every couple weeks is a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm. So right now, I'll just look at your list here. Oregon, the status, that's a win. So there was a House bill that had four or five different issues on it. Amy Patrick, who's the policy lead for Oregon Hunters Association, notified me a few days ago, really, but she made the video today. She's all excited because the what happened was the bill itself did not pass. However, the major component, the guts of the bill, the funding for CWD research, and that's something that was very important to her. She's been
working and testing, right?
And testing for a number of years. She's been working on that. The funding for that passed, so that is a win. I can't remember how many. She broke it down, 26,000, 30,000 emails or something like that were sent out through HAL.
Yeah.
She used the HAL platform to help on that end. So that's a win. I just took that off the Action Center, so that's not there anymore because that's a win.
Right on. Yeah, that's awesome.
And then we have in Colorado, the CPW, Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission nominees. Everchanging. So... even it's even different than our podcast we did with Dan just a few hours ago.
It's wild. This one's like a rodeo, man. It's just it's exciting on so many levels.
So there's three nominees that came from the governor to sit on the commission, but they need to be confirmed by the Senate. And there are some issues with them. Are they qualified to sit on the commission? Do they represent the areas that they are supposed to represent? And there was a sportsman representative, Gary Skiba, and the overall message there was he wasn't a very good sportsman or very good representative for sportsmen. He dropped out yesterday. So that seat will be open and will be awaiting somebody else to fill that seat. The vote, today's Friday, March 8th, this is the second time it's been delayed. Well, the first time it's been delayed. It was supposed to be on Tuesday, then it was going to be today on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Senate vote has been delayed until Tuesday, and that is new info. I am hoping that vote was delayed. I don't know the reason why it was delayed, but I'm hoping the vote was delayed because there seemed to be some conflicts over all of the emails and calls that came in to Colorado residents, senators, to their senators. Yesterday, we were made aware of an email that came from Cats Aren't Trophies, who is the group that is the proponents for banning trophy hunting in Colorado. Well, they also got involved in this commission issue, and they sent out an email saying all the emails you're getting, basically to their supporters and to their senators, is that all your emails you're getting and the calls you're getting, they are coming from fake constituents. These people aren't real. They're bots.
Right.
On and on.
AI bots.
And, because it apparently had an effect on some what they called forward-thinking senators. They changed their mind, and they're like, oh, we can't do this. So they're in there negotiating and trying to get these senators back. And when that came out, I put out an alert to everybody. It specifically targeted people with Colorado addresses and said, hey, here's what's going on. It's really important for you to take action again. Or if you haven't taken action, take action for the first time. This should be motivation to do that, because this platform that we have does have such an impact. But reach back out to your senator and say, I'm a real person. I'm aware of what you were told or might have been told. It's not true. Here I am. Talk to me. How do I need to, confirm my identity? Now, the thing is... on our Action Center, you had to put in your name and address and zip code, and it had to be a real address or it wouldn't work. And then that connects you with your representative, with your senator. So we already had that in place. But
and if you weren't a resident, it would go to the three Senate leaders.
Senate president, the majority and minority leaders.
And which I still, I think HAL's the magic and what we as a community have here is that we can speak as one voice nationwide into local and statewide issues because we are stakeholders there. We go there and spend money. We hunt the critters that are in that state. We fund the biologists and the research and the management that goes on that state. So we do have, we should have a voice and sharing into that. But you're right. The, for those that folks that were in Colorado, their message went to their specific elected representative, their specific senator for their district.
Yeah.
So it was a two-pronged approach.
And the majority of action takers were residents in Colorado.
Fantastic. Thousands. Like,
yeah,
over 4,000 actions were taken, yeah, as I understand it. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That is amazing. Nothing to me, like nothing tells me that this platform and the community, you folks that are listening, that are active HAL participants, that go to the action center and take action, nothing tells me it works as much as the Cats Aren't Trophies group breaking from their what they were established for, which is this, yeah, anti-hunting proposition, breaking from that to talk about this fictional idea that we're a bunch of AI bots. Nothing tells me that it's working. It's working because the senators are being influenced, the electeds are being influenced, and the anti-hunting industry is freaking out because we actually have a much stronger voice. And the only way they can answer our voice is by telling a lie, making up some fictional story about us not being real people with real perspectives. Like, and nothing like that tells me double down and stay in the fight.
And it's the residents of Colorado that are influencing, that, you know, that are reaching out to the senators. We are. HAL is,
yeah,
right, the senators whatsoever. So, hey, here's the issue. If you want to reach out to these people, here you go.
And yeah,
that's exactly what had happened. And Cats Aren't Trophies has an issue with that. The only conclusion I can see is they want to suppress the voice. You know, like, yeah, you're not, right, allowed to speak up. Residents, yeah, of Colorado, you're not allowed to speak up on this. I'm not sure.
Right.
Get away from that. Because, yeah, what they said was a lie. You know, mm-hmm, the only thing we do, I mean, it's obvious we use AI. The only thing we do is make sure that the emails that are sent out, the body of the email, is not the same thing over and over and over again. If there's 4,000 actions, that's 4,000.
It's also editable. Videos. It's also open text. It's open text and editable. And a lot of people edit theirs. But most importantly is somebody sits down on their phone, they click through, they follow a link, they go to it, they read it, they put in their information themselves. It doesn't auto-populate their information. Like people are choosing to do this because they care about the issue and they're hitting send.
And so many people, I can see how many were edited or not. And
yeah,
some people edited their message anyway, which is, yeah, fantastic. We encourage that edit on top, yeah, of everything we have, which even, yeah, makes it just more personal. So there's nothing wrong with that. There's no scheme here. There's no scam here at all. We just have a better system and people want to take part in the system, and that's fantastic.
And we have real people that are willing to take the time to take action. That's what's key.
Yeah.
It's like at commission meetings, we get 100 hunters, actual hunters that speak for themselves individually at a commission meeting. And we have, you know, 47 executive directors of the local cat rescue, you know, dog and cat rescue or animal welfare group. They're all paid representatives that are, you know, whereas we show up as grassroots individuals, that are just taking time out of our day to be present in something that we value. Anyways, it all demonstrates that it's working, and it demonstrates that our community is engaged. And when you go to howlforwildlife.org and you click on take action, that's what you're participating in. And it has positive effects. It has results. It's great to see. So what else do we have going on there? We've got some things coming up that's going to show up on the docket soon.
Let you talk about the California Marine Protected Areas, but we have an action coming up for Kentucky. I do have the completed action now, so I need to start building it. Basically, there is a bill SB3. Yeah, SB3. So Senate Bill 3, it would replace the Wildlife Commission that's current in Kentucky and has been forever, to be ran by an ag committee, which isn't their space, and they shouldn't be doing that. So more info on that once I start reading all of this. But from the conversations I've had with our partners in Kentucky, who it's a coalition of all the hunting organizations, sportsman organization in Kentucky, it's a bad deal. So that hopefully I can get to that today. We'll get that
Do
out.
we know why
There's a
this
lot
would
of
be
money.
proposed? Is the ag advocacy trying to influence wildlife management because of wildlife ag conflict, and they also want to get the Pittman Robertson dollars into their budget? What are they either getting rid of or taking over? Like, what's the motivation to make this merger?
Read our action when it comes up, because there's a lot for me to read through, and I don't have all of those specific details well enough to talk about. But I will in about 2 hours. So, yeah.
And is it fair at this point to say that we believe, most HAL members and most people that are taking action through the HAL website are going to be have the viewpoint that merging wildlife management into the ag department in Kentucky is a no-go. Like, that's a bad idea.
As far as I can see, everyone is on board opposing this.
Okay, good. All right. So that should be up as this podcast rolls out through a number of different channels. Look for the Kentucky action and read through, get up to speed on it. It takes a few minutes, but just read through, and then if you're inspired to protect the situation there, take action.
Ryan Callahan, old Cal, just did a podcast on this to do. I just saw it pop up today, so
Oh,
it's
good.
everyone knows about this. Yeah, it's no good.
So Meat Eater's digging in on it.
Oh yeah.
Good. Right on. So one of the actions that's going to show up in the next few days, so roughly March 10th, 11th, 12th, this will be live. Actually, it'll be live before that. It should be live by March 11th. Here in California, along our coast, which is beautiful and abundant and diverse, there are a group or a network of what's called a marine protected area. Some of them are reserves, which have no harvest. When we say talk about harvest, it's like hunting the ocean, fishing, spear fishing, rod and reel fishing, any kind of take from the ocean in these marine protected areas. Some of them are conservation zones where it's a regulated harvest or a limited harvest, as you would expect with any kind of hunting or harvest from the ocean. Some of them are reserves where there is no harvest allowed at all. These are all coming up on a 10-year review cycle. And basically what's happened is as this 10-year review cycle has opened up, about 1,000 pages of petitions have been submitted by organizations that want to eliminate, quote, hunting in the ocean. It's the same types of organizations that we deal with on land, like Center for, similar to HSUS, similar to Center for Biological Diversity, where they're claiming that these reserves need to be shut, the reserves need to be expanded to expand the geography that's covered by no take, no harvest, no fishing, no angling, no spear fishing. And the protected areas where there are conservation zones, those need to be converted into no take, no harvest as well. There's no data from the 10 years of experience that we have so far that indicates that the reserves that have no take and no harvest perform any differently in terms of biodiversity or biomass or species success. Those reserves don't perform any differently than the other non-protected areas or the conservation zones. So while there's no data that says that one area deserves better, you know, is performing better than the other, these petitions by these organizations that have millions of dollars worth of paid staff to do nothing but take away rights to participate in nature, these petitions have been spun up with the goal of shutting down a significant portion of the California coast for angling and spearfishing. And so the goal here is basically to say, no, there should not be an expansion of these reserves. There should not be an expansion of the reduced harvest and reduced take, because there's no data that says that that practice, that, that those programs are supporting wildlife in the ocean. We at Howl are starting to realize that, or at least I think all of us at Howl are realizing that that what goes on with the angling community, there's a lot of parallels with the hunting community. We all want the species to be abundant. We all want the lots of critters out in the ocean. We want them successful. We want clean water and great habitat for wildlife in the ocean. But we also want to be able to participate in that habitat by going out there and harvesting successfully. And we believe it should be regulated by data and science and long-term studies that show what's working or what's not working. So these petitions just looking to shut down these opportunities are a no-go as far as we're concerned. So look forward to that. Please dig into it. It's a little bit of a different space for the hunting community. But again, the organizations and the funding that drives this type of elimination of human activity out in the wilderness, whether it be the ocean wilderness or the mountain wilderness, it's the same group of organizations that are trying to shut down hunting. So we need to get involved and work together and learn about the issues and support the issues that our fellow, our ocean-going hunters have to deal with. So that's coming up.
I'm excited to get involved in that. I'm always excited to get involved in any of the angling actions because, frankly, it's not my space. I don't know a bunch about it at all. Mm-hmm. And, but I want to be, you know, it's just hard if we don't have the contacts and the partners that can fill in those blanks. So I'm excited to learn more about that one. We do have another one coming for Arizona. It's a big,
it's a big one.
It's, it basically deals with getting rid of the auction tax. If I'm not mistaken, I believe it's just the auction tax, but
got it.
Regardless, let me just give you an example. So, the big tag that was sold this year and last year, I'm going to talk about last year because it was a record. I think it sold for $725,000 at the Utah Hunt Expo for a mule deer hunt. It went to Jimmy John. He bought it. He owns Jimmy John Sandwiches. He's a billionaire. He's got a lot of money to spend. He bought it. He does that regularly. Mm-hmm. And that money, and this is what you will see in the action, this is a great educational action. That money all goes to species specific projects. 100% of it doesn't go to anybody's salary or anything like that.
New trucks.
Doesn't go to that. No.
It was all like, oh, the wardens have shiny trucks. Like, shut the fuck up, man. Who cares?
Like, all very documented where it goes. But there's a number of those tags. Not a whole bunch, but there's a few, and it adds up to multi-millions of dollars a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the commission, I believe there's some talk about replacing that. Mm. Now, how they would replace it, I don't know. And also, it's my understanding they also don't know how they would replace it. They just want to look into it. So the idea here is, hey, this program has been working fantastic. And why get rid of this? Like, what are we doing here? So that's another, I think the action is finished.
Mm-hmm.
As far as when it gets to me, so the information is there. And so I'll start building that out soon. And that's in partnership with a plethora of organizations in Arizona.
In Arizona.
Yeah.
I hate the class warfare that gets stirred up on this issue. You know, it's like, I will never buy a $700,000 auction tag.
Me neither.
And that's okay. Like, the fact that there's somebody out there that has, you know, either whether you want to call it hit the jackpot or like however they came to their wealth, the fact that they want to turn around and spend that wealth on something that is truly invested back into the landscape, into the biology, into the research, into the science of supporting wildlife. Like, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go for it. You still have to go out there and hunt. And so what? Yeah, they get a guide. Fantastic. They employ 10 people. They provide livelihoods and they help pay mortgages and fund, you know, dinners and truck payments for however many people they employ to go out and successfully do the hunt. Like, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. And I'm not jealous that I can't do the hunt. It's like, I can't provide that much benefit back to the ecosystem and the economy. So good on them and good for us that those opportunities exist. I think it's amazing. You know, we get too jaded, and if we as a community get too jaded about the fact that somebody can drop $500,000 on a sheep tag or whatever, like, what if they choose to say, ah, fuck it, we'll go buy another Lamborghini. Like, we don't need to give this money to the outdoor community. Like, what if they all go away? Like, that's a massive pool of resources. I still won't take that deer on Antelope Island. Like, I'm still not hunting the deer on Antelope Island, you know? And so like, what if those people take their chips and just go away? Like, that's a terrible thing. And so we need a diverse number of funding mechanisms. We need raffle. We can all throw in. We need auction. We need a menu of mechanisms to create funding opportunity for conservation. And I think it's great.
So that'll be out soon. I have another action. I have no idea what it's about. Our partners in trusted partners. So it makes it a lot easier for me in Canada. Mark Hall has sent me another completed action and I need to get to that. So
nice.
See when that needs to get up. But yeah, I think, and there's more California actions coming too. Bill Gaines has been trying to reach me, but he's slammed at the Capitol and everything he's doing. So I don't know what those are either. So I'm just waiting for him to actually reach out to me.
Be interested to see what that is. There's a bunch of, I got an email from Ducks Unlimited and CDAT, California Waterfowl Association. There's a bunch of gun yeah. related issues. Just nonsense, human control measures to make everything more difficult if you do anything with a gun.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that's what they are.
Yeah, super annoying. Super annoying. We've got some cool events coming up in April.
Yeah.
Center of the country, too. Back to Colorado.
Yeah. What's the first one? Oh, Mile High. Mile High Hunt Expo, Denver.
Yeah.
Phil Mendoza and his partner, Abe, I believe, is putting it on. New show, first year for the show.
So when you say show, this is kind of like Wild Sheep, Mule Deer Foundation, Hunt Expo, NWTF, like all these orgs have their annual event.
So we'll have a booth there.
Okay.
A lot of awesome organizations there and industry pros and companies, you know, all just like, you know, like a Utah Hunt Expo. It's just in Denver.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, some awesome fundraising opportunities. On Sunday, Dan and I, probably you too, and whoever else, we are doing a town hall type, you know, interaction with the public there. It's their main event that's happening on Sunday. So they are promoting that like crazy, and to just to talk about what's going on and probably raise some funds. I mean, why not? So
Mile High Hunt Expo. So people could probably find that online, get an idea of some of the exhibitors going to be there. I know Kafaro's involved big time.
Yeah, Kafaro, so, even Derek Wolf. Shoot, I'd have to look it up. I mean, it's cool. It's a new show, and I think it's going to be pretty rad.
Good. So if you're looking for some gear or, you know, want to meet Charles.
Yeah.
Denver, Dan.
5 minutes from the Denver airport.
5 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the, I think that's one of the differentiating factors is people have talked about how, you know, events that are in Denver proper, downtown Denver, are just a pain because getting in and out of town is a hassle. That the airport's removed from town. And this is literally like the hotel, the convention center is on the outside edge of the runway practically. So it's super easy to get in and out of if you're flying in. If you're driving in, you don't have to go into downtown Denver. So if you're driving in, it's easy to get to. It's right there at the Gaylord Hotel and Convention Center by the airport in Denver. So sure. That's April 5th to 7th?
Yes.
5, 6, 7. Fantastic. And then last item, I think it's last for the call here. April 18th, Dan Gates with CRWM mentioned this to us. I think we should get the word out, start getting the word out. April 18th is Sportsman's Day at the Capitol in Denver. And this is basically where the hunting, outdoors, sportsmen's, women's community can get together, have a picnic at the Capitol, and talk to legislative representatives, talk to the electeds at the Capitol, and really show up. You know, this is an opportunity for us to show up in our best space, like to talk to them about our value set, why we believe in hunting, why we believe in wildlife management being key, you know, directly connected to hunting, and why there's, you know, wildlife success on the landscape relies on hunting. So we're not showing up to showing up with pitches and torches or pitchforks and torches. You know, we're showing up with smiles and handshakes to represent ourselves really well. But anybody that can make the trip to Denver on April 18th, put that on your calendar. And if you can get down there for a few hours to participate, it'll be fun to have some high fives and take some pictures and talk to the elected representatives there in Colorado.
And it'll be huge too for the sportsman community in Denver. Well, in Denver, in Colorado, it is in Denver, but in Colorado, to show up and show your representatives that you are a real person. You're not a robot. You're not AI. You're not a fake constituent. Thank you, Cats Aren't Trophies, for motivating that base. And I think this will be a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan is, I think he's expecting 100 or so. He's thinking it would be great if we had like 1,500. And I mean, heck, when the mountain lion issue was in the Senate last year, 200 or 300 people showed up on a 0-degree day, right?
Four below zero.
And that was in like January or February. Whereas this is in late April. It's going to be beautiful weather. It's going to be a fantastic day in Denver. So put April 18th on your calendar as a day to get yourself into downtown Denver for Sportsman's Day at the Capitol. And sounds like we'll have some burgers, slinging burgers on the lawn.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So anything else that we haven't touched on that we need to circle back to?
No, there's so many things. I think that's good. I think that's a great.
Yeah. Yeah, follow CRWM for all the Colorado issues. Go to SaveTheHuntColorado.com. SaveTheHuntColorado.com to see what's going on there with the fight to preserve mountain lion hunting and bobcat hunting in Colorado, and also to make your donation, as we all are doing. And as always, you know, go to the HAL website, howlforwildlife.org. Take action. If you haven't ever taken action, like, it's the best test drive you'll go on this week. Like, go test drive the Action Center and participate. You'll find it super easy, low friction, fast and effective. And so go do that. And then also scroll through those memberships on the Join the Pack tab there at howlforwildlife.org, because, whether you're a free member, a paid member, a $100 mule deer member, you're making things work better for HAL, and then you're also making things work better for the entire hunting community nationwide, and we very much appreciate it.
Are you putting this up today? Like,
you know, we got through this pretty fast. I don't know if there's a lot of editing to do, so I think so. I'll get it out.
Colorado residents, go to the Action Center. I know there's been deadlines. This will be the third deadline I've put on there, but the next, go to the Action Center and get involved in the CPW Commission nominee issue because the deadline is now Tuesday, which is March 12th, something like that.
Whatever. And phone calls, we've been told by people that know more about this than we do, a phone call to your elected representative represents like 5 to 10,000 constituents, whereas an email represents like 500 constituents. So when they look at like, well, how many people have called, how many people emailed, the emails are massive because they're fast and effective. Do that. Do the phone call too. Make the phone call. Heck, do it over the weekend. You know, do it after hours. So you just have to leave a voicemail. Write yourself a 30-second script. Read the script. Hang up. Get that voicemail in there because those phone calls add up and they are so powerful.
So get your talking points about the nominees. You don't need to talk about Skiba anymore because he's not on there. And stress. Bring it up. Yeah, I'm a real person. I'm a constituent of yours. Bring that up.
Yeah. So, all right, everybody, thanks for listening. And thank you to our syndication partners for getting this out, helping be the megaphone to get the word out about HAL for Wildlife and all of the different issues that we are chasing and largely winning on with the help of everybody that's listening and taking action at HAL4Wildlife.org. So we'll see you later. We'll be back with another update in a couple weeks.